This is SBS News in Easy English. I'm Peggy Jakmelos. In the Northern Territory, thousands remain without power and a stack of schools are closed. But residents have been spared serious injuries and significant damage from Tropical Cyclone Finna. Finna passed between the Tiwi Islands and Darwin at the weekend as a Category 3 system, packing destructive winds and heavy rain. Power has been restored to 5,000 homes and businesses, but around 14,000 are still without power. NT Chief Minister Leah Finocchiaro urged residents to be patient as the power is restored.
I also thank them for their patience over the coming days where we will still experience thousands of people without power. And lastly, to our emergency services and all of the teams across the top end who are doing the most incredible job getting people back to their normal lives. Thank you so very much. You are the unsung heroes in this. You are the people getting the territory back to business.
50 of the 303 school children abducted from a Catholic school in north-central Nigeria's Niger state have escaped captivity and are now with their families. A total of 253 school children and 12 teachers are still being held by the kidnappers. The incident happened more than 10 years after the abduction of the Chibok schoolgirls, with the UN saying 91 are still held captive or are missing today. Co-convener of the Bring Back Our Girls movement, Aisha Yesufu, says for 11 years, the mass abduction of children has continued and it must stop.
This is something that we should all have rallied together as a nation and say never will anyone touch our children and we will not go after them. But unfortunately, both the government and the Nigerian people failed. People decided to make the abduction of Chibok girls a political issue in the sense that they refused to make demands. Unfortunately, we failed at that. And over the years, what Ina did was that it emboldened the terrorists to continue to pick up our children.
Australian rock icon Jimmy Barnes has brought life back to Melbourne's City Square, performing some of his biggest hits for free. The special performance is the first time in 8 years the City Square has been open to the public due to metro tunnel construction work. The area will permanently reopen at the end of the month. In women's golf, women's world number one golfer, Atai Gino Titikun, has won the LPGA Tour Championship season in the US state of Florida. Titikun has taken home a big check of $6.2 million. After being presented the prize, Titikun says she is really happy with the result, considering she was dealing with a wrist injury.
Last week in Dallas, I was worried a lot that I might be able to play this week. But I think maybe that one is the point that I'm not thinking too much. I'm not expecting things. I was just like, oh, I'd be able to play. That's really good enough.